It is 6:30 a.m. on a Monday morning at Fresh Brewed, a coffee shop one block away from the Shaw and Associates law firm. Anna Lee is in line waiting to order her coffee. The shop is moderately busy with people getting ready for the workday to begin. Annalie scrolled through her phone, looking at the latest news as she stood in queue for her morning coffee. Her mind was still stuck on the weekend that had passed with Ren, and the frustration that she was left with. She sighed out loud to no one in particular, wondering what she had done wrong. She thought the signs were there. He was flirting with her throughout the night, right? She thought to herself. As she continued in her thoughts, she made it to the front of the line. She came here every morning for her daily coffee, since it was a short distance from her work. Her favorite drink was a hot caramel and vanilla mocha with an extra shot of espresso. The cashier smiled at Annalie as she approached the counter. She smiled back. "Good morning, Annalie. You look like you've had better days," he remarked. She let out a small laugh, smiling at his honest statement. "Good morning to you too, David. Is it that obvious?" He glanced away, slightly embarrassed. "Oh, sorry. I didn't mean that in a wrong way. I'm just used to you being more cheerful. You seemed a little down." She smiled kindly at him. "I know, I just had a late night, that's all. Don't worry though, I'm doing well. Thanks for checking in on me." He relaxed a little bit and smiled back. "The usual today then?" he asked. After a short wait, Annalie took her coffee and sat down at a table near the windows. She watched as the bustle of traffic moved alongside the crowds of people walking on the sidewalk. It was mainly working professionals at this time, but there were some people in casual clothes as well. She spotted a young couple in their 20s across the street at the cafe, sharing their breakfast with each other. Annalie stared at them while lost in thought, wondering about relationships and how she had the worst luck. She leaned on her hand, stirring her coffee with the other. Her mind wandered to the night with Ren, her thighs squeezing together as she thought about his face and how he felt when he was touching her. The way his hands felt and how confidently he navigated her burning body. "Hey, Nell, what are you daydreaming about?" A young, perky woman with curly blonde hair and bright blue eyes sat down next to Annalie. The woman had a business casual outfit on, with a white blouse that covered her ample chest, black pencil skirt, and short black heels. Annalie looked over at her, snapping her awake from her thoughts. "Oh, good morning, G. I wasn't daydreaming, I was just thinking." Annalie blushed as she glanced over at Gianna, hoping that she wasn't too red to notice. Gianna fixed her stare at Annalie, looking as if she was going to say something, but thought against it.
Well, anyway, remember, today Mr. Shaw wants us to be ready for the briefing. It sounds like it's a big case today. From what I've heard, there was a financial scheme similar to the Ponzi scheme in the financial world, and our firm is going to be representing the bank. It's going to be a tough one, but I feel pretty confident that we will have a strong case. Besides, they have me on the team, so it'll be a breeze.
Gianna smiled confidently. Well, I'll be cheering you on, G. Besides, if you don't win the initial discussion, you can just flirt with the judge, like last time. Annalie gave Gianna a cheeky smile, while Gianna's jaw dropped.
That was one time! It was a small courtroom and it didn't even work.
Annalie laughed at Gianna's response, and after tying her hair into a loose ponytail, she hooked their arms together and started walking towards work.
Well, let's go win this case.
Several people are entering the conference hall at the Shaw and Associates?
Oh my fucking heck.
Several people are entering the conference hall at the Shaw and Associates law firm building. Among the people attending are the lawyers on the case, Shaw employees, executives from the bank, journalists, and Ren on the side of the room. The room is sizable, with a capacity of 150 occupants. Half the room is already filled, while tables and chairs occupy the rest of the space. There are roughly 80 people in attendance. Annalie and Gianna enter the room together. Gianna goes to sit with a man near the front of the room, while Annalie moves off to the side, eyeing a table she can take notes from. She stops in her tracks as she sees Ren, leaning against a wall. Ren catches her eyes for a moment before glancing away. Annalie sat down at the table, several feet away from Ren. After she placed her notes down, she looked over at him, trying to stare him down. But he had his eyes fixed to the front of the room, where Henry Shaw stood, starting to address the room. Let's begin. During the briefing, Annalie's thoughts were distracted. She was confused and hurt, and her face betrayed her emotions. She was not going to be able to focus while he was standing there. She stood up quietly and walked directly up to Ren, a frown on her face. There were not many people near them to hear her tone.
You left,
she whispered angrily to him. Ren glanced down, then turned towards her, his hands in his pockets. He looked into her hazel eyes, which glared directly at him with fire. He took her by the wrist and led her out of the conference hall despite her protests. After passing through a few hallways,
They exited and stood near the side exit of the building, away from the streets and people. As soon as he had let go, Annalie started again.
Excuse me, you never called me back. You left me there pretty much naked, and I know I might have had a little to drink, but I know that there was something there. Do you know how frustrating it is to finally let someone close, and then they just leave? Also, why are you even here? Is this your attempt at apologizing to me?
He averted her death stare, giving out a small sigh. He ran his hand through his dark hair, then looked at her, a certain cold distance in his soft green eyes. I'm here for work. The bank has hired me as a consultant. More than that, I can't say. She crossed her arms and waited for the rest of his response, leaning against the concrete wall of the building.
There's a lot you don't know about me, Annalie. It's been several years since we've seen each other, and I don't think the Ren you knew is the same one here now. I don't want you to get hurt.
She watched him carefully, noticing a certain sadness in his face. It didn't seem like he was lying, but there was a lot more he wasn't saying.
So why did you get close to me then?
Because you kept me grounded these past few years. The wind shifted slightly, the breeze cooling the air around them.
I'm sorry, I said that carelessly. I find myself saying more than I should around you. I should really go this time.
She stopped him this time and held onto his arms, looking directly at him. It's hard to believe you've changed that much in that time. And I still see who you are now. You say you're scared to hurt me. But I'm not just a frightened girl who doesn't know what the world is like anymore. Circumstances have changed that, and you're not the only one who has changed. I can take a lot more than you think. You're not afraid of hurting me. You're afraid of admitting who you are to yourself. But I know who you are, and I know you wouldn't hurt me.
He looked into those soft hazel eyes again, stepping closer to her.
Only inches away from each other now. For a moment, Annalie was worried that he would be mad, his face hiding his emotions well. She felt his heat against her as he pushed her firmly against a wall, his lips finding hers. This time, he kissed her deep, spreading the warmth throughout her body as his kiss forced her to gasp. She ran her hands up his stomach and to his chest, feeling his firm frame and grasping at his shirt. She turned her head slightly, giving him easier access to her neck. He kissed her ear and whispered into it. She closed her eyes and reveled in his words, feeling her body heat up at his touch. She moaned softly as his lips kissed her soft neck.
someone can catch us. It's not exactly private here. He responded by lifting her against a wall, his hands squeezing her supple ass as the fabric of her cloth skirt slid up her smooth thighs, exposing her white panties. He pinned her hips in place with his bulge growing hard against her panties. He ran his teeth against her collarbone, causing her to gasp again, her small arms wrapping around his neck tightly, while using his hips to keep her pressed. He reached down and released his zipper, pulling his hard, swollen cock out. He rubbed it hard against her panties, the underside of his shaft rubbing against her pussy through the thin garment. She moaned into his ear, feeling her pussy already soaking as he pressed his desire against her. His cock felt hot against her as she ground her hips against his, using the wall as leverage to push against him. She stroked his cock with her panties, sliding up and down his entire shaft and rubbing him with the heat of her pussy against him. He watched her flushed face, enjoying the sight of her innocent face with a horny expression. She looked back at him and pulled him into a kiss, her soft lips molding into his. He reached down and pulled her panties to the side, then grabbed his hard, throbbing cock in his hand. He guided his cock to her pussy and searched for her entrance using the head of his cock. He felt the wet entrance pressing against his member, her lips hot and inviting. He placed the tip inside her, feeling her spread open around him. His hands went to her ass, squeezing it again as he felt her squeeze him. Her pussy was drenched and he could feel his cock sinking into her hot folds, his shaft throbbing with each inch that penetrated her. She moaned hard against his lips, his tongue seizing the moment and sliding against hers. They circled each other's tongues, wetly rolling around in circles. As he pushed fully into her, her pussy squeezing and clenching at his cock, he started to pull his hips back, feeling her lips squeeze and stroke his cock, attempting to keep him inside. The length of his cock was covered in her love juices, and it became slick as he started to thrust his hips into hers. She pulled away from their wet kiss, gasping and moaning as she felt her deepest and most intimate part get filled again and again. He started to pound into her, using her ass to pull into him as she slammed his cock in. He squeezed hard, his body slapping against her thighs. He groaned deep against her ear, breathing in long, ragged breaths, savoring every part of her pussy with his cock. He was listening to her moaning and the sounds of her pussy stroking his cock. She was really wet now, and her pussy started to squeeze him tighter, her orgasm getting closer. She felt herself getting hotter and hotter, her moans deeper and louder. She held herself against him tighter, wrapping around him as she started to thrust even deeper and faster. She bit his earlobe and whispered into his ear breathily.
Let's come together. I want you to come inside me.
He breathed heavier as he felt his balls tighten, his shaft wet and throbbing inside her wet, hot pussy. He thrusted faster, his hips slamming into hers as he felt himself getting closer. She closed her eyes and felt her body start to shake as her orgasm pulsed through her, milking his hard, throbbing cock. He pushed deep into her as he started to come as well, his cock throbbing deep as he emptied himself inside of her. They stayed there for a moment longer, listening to each other's breathing as it slowly started to return to normal. He kissed her again, their lips pressed against each other as he pulled out of her. He let her down and she pulled her panties back in place, trying to straighten herself to a presentable fashion. Hopefully no one missed us. I'll get my notes from G. Annalie beamed her bright smile at him, tidying up her ponytail. Ren looked at her, finding himself wondering if he was the one who should be worried.